at offthegridphones.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Right at the top, the president earlier in the day was at Fort Drum in New York. Quickly, here's what he had to say.
For all the sacrifices that you made, I want to say thank you. For all the sacrifices that your families have made, I want to say thank you. I have no greater job. Nothing gives me more honor than serving as your commander-in-chief.
All right, so that was nice, and that was necessary, I think, when you think of the sacrifice that so many of those soldiers have made, where they've been deployed over and over and over and over again from that area, from upstate New York. But here's the thing. Now we see this drawdown, the drawdown of the surge amount. So 5,000 first, and then another 5,000 by the end of the year. And then by next summer, the completed 30,000 plus, which would be the surge number, leaving 70,000 behind. So the other part of the equation is the people in New York will continue to make the sacrifice because guess what? That's where most of the 70,000 will come from, or a chunk of it anyway, not all of it, but a big chunk of it. They'll rely on the guys from Fort Drum, and the president acknowledged that. Take a listen.
We're not doing it precipitously. We're going to do it in a steady way to make sure that the gains that all of you helped to bring about are going to be sustained. We're going to bring out all 33,000 that we surged by next summer, but there's still some fighting to be done. And then we're still going to have 68,000, and frankly, 10th Mountain Division is still going to be represented there until we have fully transferred to the Afghan military.
All right, so you heard him specifically mention, of course, the division, the 10th Mountain Division, which, again, kudos, was good to rally the troops, go up there, give them an attaboy, but then in the same breath say, and by the way, you're going to continue to sacrifice because it's not a full-blown pullout. Now, here's the thing. Some people think that this is too aggressive. Are you kidding me? I don't think it's aggressive enough. The money that we burn through, and more importantly, the lives, like those men in New York that have been sacrificed. So on Thursday, you had some top military brass talking to Congress, talking about the scheduled withdrawal of the 33,000 surge troops from Afghanistan, and said that it's a little bit more aggressive than the Pentagon initially proposed. More aggressive. Then you have David Petraeus, General Petraeus, nominated, of course, to be the CIA director, the new one, and told his confirmation hearing by the Senate Intelligence Committee that he's going to return to Afghanistan on Friday, because he's going to start to implement that timetable that was thrown out on Wednesday by the president. And he said the best step for the country, with the commander-in-chief having made the decision, is to execute that decision to the very best of our ability. He is learning the art, and I guess Petraeus was pretty schooled in it, the art of politics. Listen to what he said. The best step for our country, with the commander-in-chief having made the decision, in other words, his decision, not mine, to execute that decision, his decision, to the very best of our ability. This is a way to pussyfoot around it. Now, we've talked about the Afghanistan situation the entire week, mixing in, of course, other things. Otherwise, there'd be so many horses galloping around this studio, it would make you nauseous, because we don't want to keep beating that same drum. Although I worry about the 70,000 that will still be there. So the guys left behind will the country, as some commanders have said, since we're only pulling a little out, will they be in danger as the country possibly erodes and the security erodes? Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, the president, is saying, oh, we're ready. We've got soldiers and police and others in place who can handle this transition. We're ready to do this. We're ready to have this happen. He's ready to get the drones out of his country and go after the minerals. That's what he's ready to do. So the job isn't finished. The drawdown of the troops, as the president said, won't be done, will be done in a way to ensure recent gains can be sustained. So my question is, can the recent gains be sustained? And the answer to that question is, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think this should have been an all the way. Let's get them out as fast as we can. If this is what we're going to do, let's not mess around with this. Let's just make it happen. And there are a lot of people who voted for Obama, like a Velma Hart. Remember her? Remember when she said that she's exhausted of defending the president, defending the administration, defending the man for change that I voted for, and deeply disappointed with where we are right now? I'd have to say, Mr. President, we are deeply disappointed with where we are right now. And Afghanistan is a perfect example of that. It's more about the politics and the massaging it, I think, than anything else. In or out. Granted, you couldn't just yank 100,000 troops out overnight. Of course not. No withdrawal procedure in any military operation goes that way. But I think you could have made a really ambitious goal of getting a bigger chunk of the troops out. Because what I heard was that 33 number was the number initially being kicked around. I said so when we were talking about this on Monday, that I heard the number was much higher. It was in the 30s. And this was just a way to maneuver it to get enough votes, I think, for the upcoming election. All roads lead to 2012. All roads lead to 2012. I hate to be so cynical, but that's what I feel when I hear what's being pumped out of Washington, and not just, by the way, from the administration. It's all about that dance. I feel as though that there are hundreds of campaign managers running around circling the wagons and saying, you've got to say this, we're vetting it this way. I mean, really, it's all about the PR. It's all about the perception. And that's what the Afghanistan thing felt like to me. Ooh, the polls show people are upset. We got to start drawing them out, so let's just go for it. I got to figure out a way to massage this. Great. And then a couple of days later, because we know people are upset about gas prices, so we're going to have to figure out a way to lower those gas prices because we're in the summer. So how do we do that? I'm going to tell you how we do that next on America Tonight.
Board member of a newer nonprofit, then you're building your nonprofit while wondering, are we doing this right? Well, stop wondering and start listening. Tune into WebTalkRadio.net and Nonprofit Spark to hear nuts and bolts advice about fundraising, planning, finances, and more. The conversations are geared to newer leaders like you. So boost your nonprofit know-how and confidence. Tune into WebTalkRadio.net and Nonprofit Spark today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
If you just tuned into America Tonight, this is the part of the overnight highway where you absolutely get to throw in your two cents. I don't care what your political stripes are. Left of left, right of right, confused, sick of it all, it doesn't matter. If anything, it's getting tiresome what's happening, the game in Washington and the two parties and the melding of what's happened on so many issues that are burning down the house. 800-259-5791. So here's the deal. The next day, Thursday, the president decides, okay, we're going to tap into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We're going to release 30 million barrels of oil over the next 30 days. Yeah, why do we need that emergency backup? We don't need it. Here's what the problem is, and here's the setup here. Earlier this month in June, an OPEC meeting didn't produce an agreement about oil output increases. I think that's a factor in tapping into the SPR. So, and we can talk about Libya, which is what was thrown out there. However, when you think of Libya and oil, we don't get our oil from Libya. That would be the Europeans, and the Asian world gets their oil, some of that oil from Libya, not us. So really, this is a maneuver for 2012. It's a ploy. Push the price of oil lower, and the people who aren't awake, the lemmings, will, of course, think that the president has done something to help them because the gas prices will go down. Gas will be cheaper. This time last year, gas was like $1.75, right? What are you paying for gasoline now? Why are we not taking some sort of a step, a leap, to allow more domestic production there's so many things that could have happened in this country but were shut down and shouldn't have been. And part of that is because of being in cahoots in a way with oil. But regardless, let's just take oil. We could tap into plenty of resources. Think about drill, baby, drill. I understand about the oil spill, but for goodness sake, when everything was continued to be shut down in the Gulf, we lost a crazy amount, 135 million barrels. You know that number, if you take that, that's more than four times the amount that the president is actually throwing up or sacrificing, because I think we need that security valve. So when you go to the pumps, you'll be happy because the prices are down. But what's happening to energy in this country? So we're seeing the price decline, but for how long? We need to develop onshore and offshore. That's the answer. Why this ruse of doing that? Because it's about the politics of it. All right, let's go to Shelley in Michigan. Hey, Shelley.
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
I'm good. How have you been?
Very good. I've been working really, really crazy hard, and that's a good thing.
That means you're making a little money at least. You can pay.
Well, I'm trying to, and actually, gas was down to like $3.38, and I got really excited, and my gas tank was really low, so I decided to gas up because I didn't want the gas price to go back up again.
Well, they're going to go lower because of what happened with the strategic oil. So, you know, the petroleum that they're releasing, the barrels, so it'll be lower.
But we had some serious jumps all over the place in Michigan, and just got crazy. And for some reason in Kalamazoo, they tend to charge us more than even Detroit. And I have no idea why.
You know what? Kalamazoo, you're right. There's certain areas. That's like Chicago. You go to Chicago, oh, it's crazy. They charge like California prices what they charge. But Kalamazoo, it's weird. I don't know why that is either. If it's the distance to getting, you know, pulling the oil in, but that doesn't make sense, because if you look at other places in Michigan, why would it be that much cheaper?
Well, I just figure that maybe we're just really offensive people or something. We just don't want to deliver the oil. I have no idea.
Yeah, let's stick it to the Kalamazoo people. They're the nicest people in the face of the earth. Are you kidding?
Well, I think so, because I live here. So.
I used to live there. My family lived there when I was really, really young. And my mother said she loved it. She thought the people were terrific. They were great. There is a picture of me somewhere. I'll have to post it on the internet when I get my hands on it. And it's a picture of me in Michigan with the snow is practically, you know, way over my head.
I would love
Kalamazoo.
To see it.
I'll post it and I'll tell everyone to look. Yeah.
But I totally agree that they're cavorting and cahooting basically my opinion is everybody in Washington is a wiener.
But I'm pumped. That's good. I like that.
But the reason I called, I know it's really off topic.
That's all right.
This is really, really interesting. There were like 360,000 people. There was a hack on the Citicorp or Citibank website, and 360,000 customers were affected. And, of course, they haven't really informed any of their customers. And I got an interesting phone call on Sunday at noon, which I know that, as far as I know, I think federal law says you can't get telemarketers on Sunday. You can't get any kind of bill collectors on Sunday. And I didn't know, I did not owe any bills. And I got this official phone call on my caller ID that said Citicorp. And I actually was not home to answer the phone call, which was good. But there was an Indian man that left this message, and you need to call blah, 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 blah. And I thought, okay, this is interesting. And I waited until my bill came in, which was just today. And, of course, it was after 5. So I called Citibank, and I talked to somebody in the Philippines. There was no one available in America. And I talked to a very lovely young lady. I mean, she was very polite. And she was in the fraud department. I was transferred to the fraud department. And I said, well, the caller ID says Citicorp. She said, well, maybe it was an insurance company. I said, no, Citicorp is who you work for. She didn't even know who she worked for.
That's good.
And anyway, she was trying to navigate all of this, and
right.
I gave her the number off the caller ID. She called it. She checked my record. She said, we have no records that anyone called you or had any reason to. And I said, well, I believe that my record has been compromised, and I said,
right.
I need to have someone from the fraud department to contact me to assure me I don't have identity theft here. Oh, no, ma'am, there's not a problem. You will be just fine. There is no compromise. We have everything secure. I said, then why do they have my phone number? She said, well, I don't know who called you. Maybe it was an insurance company. I said, no, Citicorp is the company you work for. And she tried to call America and transfer me, and she said, I'm sorry, there's no one available in the fraud department in the United States right now to talk to you. And she said, they will call you back. I said, well, could you please give me confirmation of how I will know that they are actually from Citibank?
Yeah.
She had no answer. I said, could I have a confirmation number? And she was just stammering because she didn't know what to do with this. And she's in the fraud department. And I said, could you give me a number? She said, I'll give you my ID number. I said, good. I said, have them reference your ID number when they call me so that I know I'm not talking to the wrong person.
Person, yeah.
She hadn't even thought about that. And this is the fraud department. They're handling fraud in the Philippines or something?
Yeah. Well, it's outsourcing. That's it. They're outsourcing to make things cheaper, Shelley. And so that's what happens. You get the runaround. You've got to tell them what to do. Oh, I know. I've been through this down this road before. But I think it's scary. You get that phone call. Oh, we have no record of that. You know, who's zooming who here? That's ridiculous.
And we bailed out the banks, and the banks are allowed to get away with this? And hello, when I report fraud, you'd think I'd be in direct line to their headquarters.
Right.
But they don't want to admit, oh, you are just fine. And she kept saying to me, oh, no, your ID and everything, do not worry. Everything's just fine.
Everything's just fine, man. Don't worry. That's ridiculous.
But I decided I have to get on the phone with Kate Delaney so everyone knows what Citibank is not doing properly and what Congress isn't officiating over. And we bail all of these people out.
I know. And when we need a bailout, are we getting bailed out? No, Shelley. They're hunting us down for 2 cents
exactly.
that we owe on our tax returns.
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, I'm so glad you shared that story with us, and I'm so sorry you're going through that, but I can relate. Thanks for the call, Shelley.
All right. Thank you.
Hang in there. Well, how crazy is that? It's that outsourcing thing, and that's what happens, the runaround. Anybody who has any credit cards, Citi's a good example of that, and some of the others, that's exactly what happens. And, of course, the people on the phone, they don't know. They're only trained in a handful of things or areas, and they can't handle it, just like that young woman was saying to her, it'll be okay. Just tell them it'll be okay. Even if they're getting screwed, just tell them it's going to be okay. No worries, no worries. No worries here. Coming up on the flip side, oh man, we got odds and ends.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extract. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of a body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Try to give you at least three big ones during odds and ends. Yeah, we know about Afghanistan. We know about the split. We know about the politics as usual. But how about this? And many of you have actually sent me stories on it and have commented. In fact, somebody called about this. How about the power plant, the nuclear power station in Nebraska, because of what's going on with nearby floodwaters? Anybody concerned about that? What the regulators are saying is that they've protected the critical stuff, the equipment, from the water of the Missouri River, even though the flooding has reached the grounds of one of them. So check it out. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says they're confident those safeguards will prevent a disaster at the plant, even though the Missouri is expected to remain flooded for several weeks. I don't know. Does that make you feel confident? Kind of like the conversation Shelley had with the outsourcing that Citibank is doing. No, you're fine. Don't worry about it. Everything's great. Should we feel that way about the statement from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission? We are confident those safeguards will prevent a disaster. So let me give you some more material on this. Go a little bit deeper. A couple of highlights. The plant is about 20 miles north of Omaha. I used to live in Nebraska. I know this area pretty well. It was shut down for refueling in the spring. Some of the grounds are already under 2 feet of water. 2 feet of water, okay, right? The Omaha Public Power District, of course, owns the plant. They built flood walls around the reactor, around the transformers, and around, they say, the electrical switchyard. So, okay, I would say I feel a little bit better about that. And also they've got berms around the other equipment. You've got an 8-foot-tall water-filled berm. So play along with me and follow this. 16 feet wide at the base, surrounds the reactor containment, okay, and the auxiliary buildings. And they've also, this is the thing, so they also brought in an emergency generator, water pumps, sandbags, firefighting equipment. They're concerned. They're concerned. They want to make sure, because they wouldn't have all that other equipment on the scene if they didn't think it could be a big deal. The Cooper Nuclear Station, which is now further down the line, it's about 80 miles south of Omaha, is blowing and going. But they did declare what you call an unusual event on Sunday because water levels were rising, but the level right now is 2 feet below the plant's elevation. You got heavy rain in the forecast, and you have the surging Missouri just blowing and going downstream. That river has blown over and blown through levees all over the place. Last hit was in northwestern Missouri, where they had to quickly evacuate as many people as, you know, everybody. They just get them all out of the way because those houses were just knocked out. So at first, you know, you think about Fukushima and what happened in Japan. Granted, that's a tsunami, and of course, what they did at the Fukushima plant was stupid. And when you think of fault lines and you think of where they sat anyway, and you think of those three reactors melting down and producing the worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl, well, now you've got, I think, more worries than they're admitting to at the plants that I just mentioned. So they've got a page that they had to put up. Somebody told me about this, and I went to it. It's called the Flood Rumor Control Page because the phone lines are jammed. They are blown off the walls. So if the water isn't blowing through, which is a good thing, the phones are blowing up there. They're trying to reassure everybody that nothing has happened radioactive-wise from the plant. But because people heard and saw what happened in Fukushima and what happened in Chernobyl and what happened in Three Mile Island, yeah, you can't always count on the information that's being pumped out there. And what they're saying at the power plant company is people are getting misinformation and they're scared by what they're hearing from internet bloggers, and that the internet bloggers haven't checked with them. Okay, well, I just told you the latest that we know, and it does sound good, okay? But they are bringing in all that other equipment, too, for a reason. There is still a concern. They had an electrical fire, but it didn't knock out the cooling to the spent fuel storage pool, or it did knock out for about 90 minutes, but they didn't get to a boiling point. So that is concern. If you have an electrical fire and then you've got to worry about those fuel rods, remember? You got this storage pool and the cooling was out for 90 minutes. But, okay, the good news is it didn't reach a boiling point. What if it had reached a boiling point? So you can't necessarily go on by what you're being fed, because if my job was to work for the Omaha Public Power District, no offense to them, but I would be putting a positive spin on it, too, because the phone lines are already ringing off the hook. So how do you control that, and how do you control the rumors? I hope that Mississippi's bad too, but as the Missouri is rushing down and toward these areas, I just pray. And we know about this 8-foot wall. We know that it's 16 feet wide. We know about all these other things that have been built as precautionary measures, but yet still an electrical system goes down and the water didn't get to a boiling point, but it was down. That's not good. All right, we're going to move on to something else quickly, as I said, because this is odds and ends. What do a fugitive crime boss, what does he have in common with Osama bin Laden? Well, I'll tell you. Whitey Bulger, or Bulger, I think it's Bulger, is now going to be taken to Boston. This guy was cutthroat. He was nasty. And he was living right under everyone's noses, right there in plain view, just like bin Laden was in Abbottabad. So here's the scoop. Santa Monica. We're talking about Santa Monica. This big-time mob boss was hanging around the boardwalk all over California. I mean, this is a mobster that we're talking about. Murderer. All kinds of things. All kinds of crazy charges I'm sure he's going to face, but the murder part especially. So he was tooling around with his sunglasses and his white beard and hanging out. This is a long-time fugitive, big time. This is a huge coup for the FBI. And the judge asked Whitey if he was aware of the existing indictments against him, and he said, "I know them all, thank you." And he's been on the lam for 16 years. 16 years. So for two decades, he was running a big chunk of what was going on in Boston in the underground world. And there was a $2 million FBI reward on his head. He's living in a Santa Monica apartment. He was arrested outside of it. All told, it's like 19 counts of murder. There was a tip, and so the task force went in and took him out. They found him. He didn't put up any kind of a fight. Of course he didn't. You know what they found? They found false IDs. They found all kinds of guns. They found knives, rifles, shotguns, pistols, 30 firearms in all. Wow. They're not saying who the tipster was, but this is so big. I mean, he was like the loan sharking guy who had guys break your knuckles, or he broke them, or just shot you. He was a drug guy. He murdered people who knew too much. He'd go after people's kids. He was the worst of the worst in Boston, and he jumped, and they got him. I mean, this is going way back. This is huge for the FBI, huge for the people in Boston who want to see him tried. Wow. He was on the most wanted, one of the guys on the most wanted list. You know what they wrote on the most wanted list? I was checking this out. This is what they said about him. He has a violent temper and is known to carry a knife at all times. Yeah, and a whole lot of guns in his apartment in Cali. Wow. Huge story. Just huge. And there he was, walking on the boardwalk, walking dogs, hanging out, going to the hot dog stand. Nobody had any idea that he was right there. Speaking of having no idea, quickly, here's our last one. You know, we've been talking about the Casey Anthony trial. Once a week, we get a report from Chris O'Donnell, who is covering this each and every day. Cindy Anthony testifying that neither she nor her daughter conducted, that she, not her daughter, did the internet searches for keywords that included chloroform and alcohol on the family computer back in March of 2008. She said she wanted to know about it because of, you know, what was going on with her daughter and her arrest and all that sort of stuff. They were trying to tie it to Casey Anthony. Remember, chloroform the daughter. Sad, sad situation. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Carefully make your way to the exits. Tail end of this hour, we got a dungeon moment for you. Ooh, I just can't help myself with this one, and some of you might be able to relate to it. We're going to do that here in a second. Plus, a little bit of a sports shorts for you. Some American men are doing well in the early stages of Wimbledon. One can only hope that we could get back to the era of saying, wow, we got these strong American guys. You remember you had Jimmy Connors and John McEnroe and Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras and a slew of others. And now it's tennis is so international. You would get a couple of guys like an Andy Roddick or James Blake, but they can never seem to win the big one. Now, Roddick did win the U.S. Open, but since then he's gotten into finals and gotten close, but then he's also had times where he slid back, and we really haven't had that superstar like we've had in the past, and there's a couple of up-and-comers that could turn that all around, and they're on display in England for the Wimbledon tournament. All right, first, though, let's jump to the nasty, and that would be the fact that I've got Donovan Madsen, my gatekeeper, standing there with the key to open the dungeon. So I want to make sure that he doesn't run away from the responsibility of locking up these idiots. Okay, you've heard of raves, right? Well, not too far from where I live, they had a big rave over the weekend. And I just don't get this, guys. I just don't get it. Listen, I know clubbing. I've certainly had my share especially when I was younger. Everybody goes to clubs and, you know, we can talk about fake IDs and all that other stuff. But this is serious. You got people that are taking so many drugs, they're hallucinating out of their minds. The saddest story I read, I feel so awful for the families of the two people that died. Here's what happened. The police couldn't even handle it. There was a rave in Dallas, Texas. You know when these raves pop up? It was called the Electric Daisy Festival. So there was police around, but there wasn't enough police. In the end, you had 25 people that had to go to hospitals for treatment, and one's in critical condition. One died. Another one just died, and it was a guy who was so out of his mind, crazed on the drugs, the ecstasy, and everything else that he was taking. He wasn't himself, as friends say, and just a kid. His name was Kyle Haggis, just 22 years old. They say that it was probably the ecstasy that pushed him over the top. He was at the concert, and he started fighting with his friends, and he went into the parking lot and carried it over there, carried the conversation over. And in the end, he ran onto a highway. Just ran, you know, was running away, ran onto a highway, and he was killed by a semi that just smashed into him, barreled down on him right away. So they're trying to figure out, the narcotics guys in the police department, trying to figure out what the scoop was at this Electric Daisy Festival thing, right? But they actually don't even have the authority to investigate his death. Then before that, you had a 19-year-old who died, and it was related to drugs and alcohol and excessive heat, etc. I don't get it. And the people that put these carnivals on, it's all about the money. Of course it's about the money, because check this out. The Electric Daisy Carnival has been around for 15 years. I had no idea, 15 years. It started in Orlando. In May, they'll go to Puerto Rico. I think they'll go to Puerto Rico in May, something like that. Or at the end of the summer, they'll go to Puerto Rico. And then it's going to be in Vegas this weekend. You can go to the website and check it out. Tickets for Vegas for the concert start at $200 for a single day, past $200. And you have thousands of kids that go to this. If you wanted to go for a three-day pass, $500. Shame on the people that put on this festival. I mean, did they go through and have all the proper procedures that you need to do? Did they screen bags and all that sort of stuff? How is it that this keeps happening? And this is one of the worst things that has happened at a rave in a while, where you had the one kid slammed by the semi dead, the other kid also killed because of the amount of drugs that he was taking. Remember, there was a 15-year-old in Los Angeles last year that died. And so people started to call for a ban on raves at least that venue in L.A. And I got to say, these raves, if this is what it's about, You know, I'm not about policing people's personal habits, but these are pups, man. You're 19, you're 18. Think of the stupid things you did when you were 18, when you were 19. I just can't imagine they pay that money and then that happens in the end. So I'm going to have to say that we got to put the promoters of the Electric Daisy Carnival in our dungeon so they can think about a better way to execute these raves. Donovan, open the door and let them in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah. Jack from Down Under, who is listening to us through the miracle of Pal Talk, says drug dealers need to get the death penalty. How about the Electric Daisy Carnival, where they are making gobs of money? They need to do a better job on the safety side of these kids and educating them about dehydration combined with massive drug taking. This isn't smoking a little pot and having it waft through the crowd. This is pumping in not just ecstasy, but all kinds of pills. It's like a wild farm party. There has to be something they could do. So I'm going to say shame on them and what's happening with these raves. Let's move from that to something on the brighter side, and that would be sports. One, we might, just might, there's now a better than 50% chance we might see some NFL this season. I was pretty pessimistic about that the last 4 months, but there have been a few what they're calling secret talks. Secret is good in this case. So transparency is not working, or so it seems. So the secret talks could yield perhaps the desired result, and that's a new revenue model between the owners and the players. They just need to get their act together. That's what they need to do. They need to cut the crap, because it's the people who are fans who look forward to watching their favorite team, women and men, who are getting ripped off here. And then the poor guy who's the vendor who needs the money to make up for the money he's not making in his everyday job. So he's out there. I know a lot of people that do that, that have a second job with a sports team, and especially in football. Lots of people. Whatever the amount is, I don't care if it ends up being $15,000 or $20,000, it's money they need. So shame on the NFL for throwing this in our face and making it about $9 billion. They should be able to come up with an agreement. This is round four, by the way. Round four. Second straight day they huddled in Massachusetts, just outside of Boston, trying to figure out how they can get this collective bargaining agreement in place. Have any thoughts on the show? You can send them to me at americatonight.net.